Let's take a trip down memory lane with Niagara County's Great History Show. Now, here's your host, Norm Palmer.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the show this morning. In the guest studio, the Executive Director of Niagara County History Center, Melissa Dunlap, and her right-hand person and assistant, Anne Marie Lineberry. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a cloudy day outside, but I bet you it is a sunshine day at the History Center, since now you can get your programs on as you did a couple of years ago, and I bet you guys are ready to go.
Yep, we are ready. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the Oktoberfest. We're really happy that that's going to be back on Saturday, October 16th. It has the band, the Frankfurters, the best of the worst, and they really are good. I mean, and they also play the Alpine horns, and they're just fun. And we're having dinner by Donna Ike, and it's going to be at the Cornell Cooperative Extension. So that is October 16th. We need to have tickets ahead, so you would have to call the museum at 434-7433 if you would like to participate in that. There's also a silent auction, too, and that's really always very nice. So it's a fun evening altogether, and that's from 6 to 9:30. All righty. We are happy to announce that through a grant from the Greg Lewis Foundation, we have been able to get the stairs repaired at the Bond House and the chimneys repaired to stop the leak. So we are hoping that we will have it all open for our Winterfest event in December this year. We have been unable to do it for 2 years, not because of COVID, well, partially, but because the front steps had collapsed and you couldn't get in. So it really looks nice now. I think I wanted to also mention the shuttle. There is a shuttle now that is free. It comes from Niagara Falls to Lockport. And when you get to Lockport, there is a different shuttle that does the Lockport loop. It starts at the Erie Canal Discovery Center, and you can go all around the city for free. It takes about a half hour, 45 minutes to complete the whole loop, but it would be fun if you just wanted to see. There's a movie running inside and other attractions, and you could just see the different sites where the shuttle goes, or you could actually get off and see the different locations and then just get back on the next one.
So this shuttle stops at different historical points in Lockport.
Yes, it stops at a lot at the Keenan Center, at the Challenger Center, at the Niagara County Historical Society, at Mike Murphy's, which is the Lockport Locks and Erie Canal Cruises. I've taken it. Now I'm on the spot. It stops at about 8 or 10 different places.
Okay, now if you get off and you're looking at something, does it come back around to pick you up?
Yes,
or?
It's going around, I think, about every 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that is Friday through Monday. It starts at, you have to be at the Discovery Center by, I think, 9:30, 9:45 for the first one. But you can just go, and it's not that long until another one.
So it runs most of the day then?
Yes, Friday through Monday. So it's going the long weekend. But then you could actually take it, if you wanted, all the way to Niagara Falls. And then from there you could get the Youngstown one, and you could go to Fort Niagara. And there's one that goes to Lewiston. So, I mean, you could actually go pretty far around the county without having to take a car at all.
All free?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Are the ones in... I'm not sure about the Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Okay, but the Lockport one is free.
Lockport one is free.
Okay.
I don't know about the others, but hopefully. So that's the thing. I think.
Palace at the cemetery?
Oh, yes. So the Palace Theater, we're having a presentation on Monday night at 7. And it's going to be Raphael Beck and William Rankinen. Charlie Begley will be Raphael Beck, and Jeff Copeless will be William Rankinen. And that's a free performance. So you could just come. You don't need reservations or tickets. You could just show up. And that will be at 7 o'clock on Monday night. And then the following month, Anne Marie's going to do a program on the third Monday of the month. And she is doing one on the city of Lockport churches. So we're hoping that we will be able to do one on the third Monday evening of every month.
At one time, there was a lot of churches, so I hope you're ready for a long talk.
Yeah. Well, she'll condense it.
Yeah.
So, and also, what was the other one? Oh, Cemetery Tales. Yeah. So we're having in August and September, we are having Cemetery Tales at the Cold Spring Cemetery. And we have a great group of people from our Step Back in Time Players, which is our theater group. And they will be portraying residents of Cold Springs, the permanent ones. And that is really a nice event. That's on a Sunday. I believe it's the 21st, August 21st. And that will be from 1 until almost 3, about 2 hours. So it is a walking tour. You're encouraged, if you can't sit for or walk all that time, you're encouraged to take a chair. You know, you could take a folding chair and just sit down. Because each speaker talks maybe about 15, 20 minutes, so that might be, you know, too long for some people to stand. And you have to be careful. You know, it's a cemetery. There's gopher holes and things like that. So we try to keep people on the paths.
And a few ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, on the path. On the path is really good. So they'll have microphones on, so you'll be able to hear them anyway. That's going to be pre-sale, and you have to call the museum at 434-7433. So originally we were going to have to wear masks and all that, but at this point, because it's outside, most people are vaccinated, I think we're going to be able to forego that. So Amberie has a couple programs coming up.
Yeah, we're doing some children's programs again this year, thank God. On Wednesday, July 21st, so that would be a week from today, we are going to do the history of firefighting, and the kids will be coming in. They'll be doing things like a bucket brigade, relay race. There's a fireman from the Lockport Fire Department to come in and talk to them, and the program runs from 10 until 1. It's $20, but the town of Lockport does have coupons for $5 off. So if you live in the town of Lockport, you can use one of those coupons. And the charge, as I mentioned, is $20. And we're going to be following all the COVID guidelines. So we're asking the kids to bring masks. We're going to have hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, things like that.
Snacks.
We're going to have a snack. They don't have to bring a lunch. We are going to provide a snack that's all prepackaged and everything. And then on on the 18th of August, we're going to do a program called A Trip on the Titanic, where the kids are going to learn about what life was like on the Titanic. And there's all different kinds of activities. And that, again, is $20 with the $5 off coupon. It's from 10 until 1. And if anybody's interested, you can call the museum at 434-7433, or you can email us at info@niagarahistory.org.
Okay. That's what we have coming up.
And I'm sure you have a topic today. Our last topic was fantastic. We set a record for phone calls. Let's hope we can beat that record today. And our topic is?
It's going to be barbershops and hairdressers. And I know this is something very personal to people, so I'm hoping that they're going to call in and tell us, you know, where they go and how long they are, because the first folder I opened was about Ben's Beauty Shop. And in 1983, it was already 75 years old.
Wow.
So it was Mrs. Josephine Casino of Ben's Beauty Salon and her son Tom. An associate celebrated the 75th anniversary of the family business in Lockport on April 13th. The business was founded by her father, Charles, as a barbershop. Which leads the question, why was it called Ben's? Because her dad's name was Charles, and he founded it. And the son's name is Tom, and her name is Josephine. So there's the mystery.
433-1433, if you'd like to join us today. Barbershops, beauty shops, from the past to the future. And for today also, 433-1433. You can talk with Melissa and Marie.
Okay, then I opened one called Jen's Golden Comb, Unisex Hairstyling, and that was on Lincoln Avenue. And in, let's see what year he has it. In 1983, The stylists were Jen Schwentz, Sue Burke, Karen Rath, and Juanita Boyer. So I don't know if any of those ladies are still practicing right now, but that's what it was then. And they had a really cute poem where they took The Night Before Christmas and they turned it into a hair, Jen's Golden Comb, about all about hair and everything. So, and it's really important. I mean, when you think about big things like weddings and proms and, you know, formal dances and certain occasions where even if people don't go regularly, they want to have their hair done and look spectacular. And so it really is important. Now, there's a lot of people like my mother who always had a standing appointment. She went every Friday. And my father always called it Mission Impossible, which really ticked my mother off. Because so, if you'd ask him where she was going, that's what he'd say. Just going to Mission Impossible.
And then I'm sure he made his own peanut butter and jelly sandwich after that
I'm
one.
I'm sure he did, because she didn't take kindly to those kind of comments. And actually, my mother was a beautiful lady. Then there was Sandy's Barbershop on South Transit. And in 2010... that had been there since 1966, so I don't know if that one's still in business now or not. We brought some directories with us, but it had Bob. Oh boy, I should have read this first. It's K-A-S-Z-U-B-A. Kazuba was the stylist.
And I think it is still open because I think there's a beauty shop on one side and Sandy's Barbershop on the other side. And we have a call coming in, Melissa. Let's take
good,
that call.
Right.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. Go ahead.
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
Oh, we're good. Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call and tell you a little bit about Bill Annabelle's barbershop in Johnson Creek. Was open for most of the 50s and 60s. Little one-room, one-chair barbershop that, that Bill operated. And all he had for heat was a small kerosene round stand heater that sat in the middle of the room, and if you were the first appointment of the day, it was kind of chilly.
Plus, you probably smelled like kerosene when you left.
Oh, yeah, well, there is that. No, you smelled like wild root when you left.
Well, that reminds me of Brill Cream. A little dabble, do you?
A little dabble, do you? But, yeah, he ran that shop for years, and then and Marge Haskell had a barbershop, Marge the Barber, in Cartland.
Oh, okay.
For a number of years, too. So a little bit out of Lockport, but still in Niagara County.
That's okay. Is there still a barbershop in Barker?
There is still a barbershop in Barker, yes.
Okay. Well, Harry, there you go.
So,
well, thank you very much.
All right. Have a great one.
Okay, thank you. 433-1433. If you would like to talk with Anne-Marie, Melissa, about barbershops, beauty, parlors in Niagara County. We are going to have a good one. I had a barber that I don't know if I could pull out his right name today. His name was Honey Qualiana. And a lot of the Qualiana boys were barbers. Like the Italians, it seemed like when I was growing up, one of the family members took over after Dad retired. And there was several. But his name was Honey Qualiana. And I says, okay. Okay, that's what we called him because that's what he was. So if any of you folks remember any of your barbers, give us a call, 433-1433. And not only barbers, beauticians for you ladies that went.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Melissa said, back then, that could be an undertaking.
There was another thing I thought of, too, was there was some, used to have in a jar, it was called Dippity-Doo. I don't know if anybody else remembers that. Call in if you remember Dippity-Doo. It was
I remember the name, but I never used it.
It was like a gel. Well, my hair is, I have natural nothing with my hair. it's just stick straight. So in the 60s, I was really in vogue because everybody else was ironing their hair, and I was already there. But I would put this Dippity-Doo because my hair was really long in high school. And you put it on, and then you rolled your hair on the curlers, and then when you would take the curlers out, I mean, it was so stiff, you had to frantically crack it to get the brush through your hair, but your hair stayed, whatever it was supposed to be, however I curled it, and that was when I was actually using orange juice cans, and I would put them, put put it on top of my head, and then put the orange juice cans and clip them on, and then go to bed.
Becky and I are just the opposite. Like, my hair is straight like yours. I mean, just as straight as could be.
Yeah,
if I wanted to put a curl in it, I don't know how I'd do that. Becky's the opposite. Hers is curly.
Yeah.
You know, she showed me pictures when she was a kid. Well, today's the same thing. It's just, and she says, I'll trade you half. I said, I'll go along with that.
That was another product. It was called Curl Free, and it smelled like permanence. I think it had some of the same ingredients as a permanent when you wanted to get your hair curly. And that's what my friends were using to straighten their hair. You know, they would put this Curl Free on, and then you had to comb it, and it was quite the process.
One thing I remember about my barber shop was that it was in a house. A lot of the barbers then took a room, and they had the one or two chairs, and it was in their family residence. And Honey lived down on Spring Street, so it was only a half a block walk for me because I was on Chapel and Union.
Yeah.
So. Okay, Anne-Marie looks like she's ready to sail.
Yeah, I've got a couple that were in Newfane, actually. So, again, a little bit out of Lockport. But I apologize if I mispronounce this woman's name. Her name was Betsy Tonison, and she had a shop in Olcott. And she actually was one of the first shops to actually do leg waxing. And this was back in 1982. And she even said, I love waxing. I love leg waxing. I traveled with a Spanish lady from the Dominican Republic and training with her with other hairstylists. It's a 5-day training period, and it's becoming more and more popular in the States. So that's almost 40 years ago, and I know that leg waxing is still popular now. So.
Yep. And the pronunciation, I believe, is Tennyson.
Tennyson, okay.
Because my nephew married Tennyson.
Okay.
And that's the big name down in Olcott at one time. They had the big boat works and everything, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, her shop was called The Beachcomber. And it was at 15...
I'm sorry.
It was at 1570 Van Buren Street in Olcott. And the motto in 1982 was, be a sweetie to your feetie. To your feeties. And so this was in the spring of 1982, and she was also doing pedicures and leg waxing in addition to hairstyling.
Okay, we have a call coming in. Let's take that call right now. Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. Go ahead. You are on.
Good morning. I remember Jim and Ange Barbershop across from Max Market, corner Allen Street and Washington.
Oh, okay.
That had to be because I went, got my first haircut there, and that would have been 70 years ago, more than 70 years ago.
And then were they in business a long time?
Oh, yeah. I went there right through high school, college, and then I left for a while, and, yeah, they were in business for a long, long time.
Oh, that's great. And that's funny. That's another big significant thing is first haircuts. You know,
They were in a house. They were down. It's now converted back into the rest of the house. But there's other people lived upstairs. I don't know who ran it or anything. All it did was it was around the corner from where I lived on Gooding Street, and it was. You always went there to get your hair cut. All the kids in the neighborhood. That's where everybody went to get their ears lowered.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the call.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
433-1433, where did you get your haircut as a kid? Do you remember your first haircut? I remember my first one, but it wasn't at Honey's. It was someplace my mother took me, and it was Mr. Crinky. And, yes, he looked just like Mr. Crinky. You know, he could have had his own TV show. He was on East Avenue in about the third block down from the hospital area. And I remember it just like it was yesterday. I said, you know, that was something because Mr. Crinky was
Yeah.
What's special?
You know, that's funny because I do have hair in the kids, you know, baby books from their first haircut. People probably would never do that now, but I had.
I have some of Aaron's hair. So, yeah. I mean, it's not.
Yeah. I mean, but that was one of the things you did.
Yeah.
Was, you know, I mean, you didn't have to worry about the teeth because the tooth fairy took those away, but the hair you kept.
Well, there was another shop also in Newfane. Now, according to the folder, it says it was started in 1949, and it was called the Beauty Box. And then in 1982, it changed its name to New Image Hairstyling. So I don't know if either one of those, I don't know if the Beachcomber or New Image is still in business in Newfane. So if anybody from Newfane, you know, could call in and let us know. But those were a couple that were, you know, as I said, a little bit outside of Lockport.
I know there's that Route 78 in Newfane because I pass that a lot.
Then there's one, it's outside of Niagara County. It's just south on Transit Road on, I think, up in, like, East Amherst area, and it's called Curl Up and Die.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought that was such a...
Yeah, that's D Y E.
Yes.
So
we had to clear that up in case somebody was going to go get a haircut. There. Got a little nervous.
That's also the name of the shop in the Runaway Bride movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's a cute. I always thought that was really cute. Yeah.
One more, and we pulled one from Niagara Falls too, and this also was supposed to have opened in about 1948, but it was still in business into the 1980s. It was called Barbara Ann's Beauty Salon, and it was at 490 3rd Street. Before that, it was called La Vogue Beauty Salon. So that had been in business for a while. But the articles we have only go up through the 1980s, so I don't know how long it lasted after that.
Yeah. So I was interested to see if people, I know that Joe the Barber that used to be on Transit, he was there for years and years and years. And, you know, if anybody would call in and if they remember, because there has to be a lot of customers that went to him. And then there was that sanitary barber shop. And I think that one was maybe on West Avenue. And that was there for years and years. So.
And one of the Joe the Barbers was Joe Esposito. And he ended up being in the building across from the Billy Building on Main Street, and
was the
there for a long time. No, on it's on the south side. I'm drawing a blank as far as the name of the building, but yeah, Mr. Esposito was a barber in Lockport for years.
Not the old F&M building, that one?
I think that might be it,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because the sanitary barbershop was on West Avenue, and somebody was telling me that was there forever, too.
And Joe the Barber on Transit is still in business. It might be a different barber now, but it's right there past that little plaza, plus the right across from the motel.
Okay, has that got that credit union in there also?
No. Oh, I don't know. It all I know is that Joe the Barber on the Transit side.
Yeah, between Willow and Gaffney?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, because I don't go to the barber, I don't pay as much attention. But I know John Sullivan is still...
I was just going to mention that one, because he is great with Lockport and donating his time and everything with the Optimist Club.
Yeah. So.
And John has been barbering for years, and he's on Walnut Street now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. Well, and honey, this year is 1970, and there is Honey's Barbershop on Elmwood Avenue. Is that the same one?
I don't know, because Sonny has passed, so he's not barbering anymore where we would go to get our haircut.
Right, but this was 1970.
I don't know if he moved out of the Spring Street location or not, but that's where I went when I was a kid.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope people will call in, because also there's, you know, all the beauty shops, and a lot of them have been there a long time, too. So.
Well, I've told my story once on air, and we can tell it now because it's beauty shop and barbers. My stepson comes home one day. He got his hair cut, and he got his hair cut in the sample in the Lockport Mall.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he told me about it, and he says, what a great job they do there. And he was in junior high at the time, and he tried to talk me. I said, I'm not going to beauty shop to get a haircut. Well, I went. I needed a haircut. My barber was busy, so I walked into the sample. And this little lady comes up and sits me down, cuts my hair, and I'm friends with her today.
There you go.
And she's Rodriguez.
Okay.
And she retired here to help take care of her husband because he got the Alzheimer's bit, you know. So, but she cut hair, and that studio was open in DeSample for years.
Yeah. That is another thing. Amenaise used to have
hair
salons. I was
going to say, a lot of department stores had hair salons right
in
them.
Yeah, I had forgotten that.
Yeah, she was Teresa Rodriguez, and I think they moved once, but I don't remember where they moved to or from, but that's where I got it cut there, and I said, well, I won't say anything about beauty shops anymore.
There you go. Okay.
In 1980, I was just looking at some of the barber shops. There was Ducky's hairstylist on West Avenue.
Rosati.
Oh,
was it Ducky Rosati?
Yeah, Ducky Rosati. Okay. You met Ducky once. You knew Ducky. He was a bowler, and we had a lot of fun with him when, of course, we had our bowling nights. But, yeah, Ducky Rosati, he was a super barber.
There was Al's on West Ontario Street. Edie's, I'm not sure I'm saying that correctly, E-A-D-I-E-S. And that was on East Avenue. And there was Enzina's on Main Street, and Joe's, I think we were talking about.
Yep,
that was at 116 Main Street. John's Barbershop, that was in Gasport. Larry's Barbershop on Washington Street. Leo's Barbershop on Walnut Street. So they were really all over. P&W's Barbershop on Main Street. That's in Newfane. South Main Street in Newfane. So Richard's Barbershop on Erie Street, Sandy's on South Transit, the sanitary barbershop that Melissa was mentioning at 151 West Avenue, South Transit Barbershop at 306 South Transit, Sullivan's at 458 Walnut Street, and Vincent's, that was also in Gasport.
Okay, we have another call coming in. Good morning, you're on Niagara County's Great History Show. Go ahead, you are on.
Good morning.
What?
There was a barber and a beauty shop together, husband and wife on Main Street in Barker in the 60s and probably before that. And she was the sister to Marge Haskell that the gentleman was talking about earlier.
Okay.
All right.
You know,
I think she was in...
Was that right on Main Street where the Barker store used to be?
No, it was down at the other end. There was a few houses down, well, there still could be, but they lived in one of the houses down there.
Okay.
And they had the shop in their home, and he was the one who gave my son his first haircut.
There was a laundromat down there. Was it near the laundromat?
I don't know where the laundromat is.
It used to be there years ago. That, yeah.
Oh, you know where it might, I might be able to zero it in? It's across from the temporary building they made for the, was it the library or the town records?
Yeah.
That the building burned?
Yes, yep.
And so they put up a temporary, and it was about right across the street from there.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to, because there used to be all sorts of stores going down Main Street in Barker, but unfortunately most of them are gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was.
But I remember the laundromat because one of my kids got really sick in one of the sleeping bags and I had to go take them. that's good. So it was a husband and wife. Great.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
433-1433 if you'd like to join us. Barbershops, beauty parlors in Niagara County. A lot in Barker, Newfane, Alcott, and, of course, Lockport, of course. When you mentioned some of the names, it came back flying that some of the relatives, some of the children of the famous barbers in Lockport cutting hair now, but a lot is styling now, they call
it. Yes, it's styling.
433-1433 if you'd like to join us.
There's still a lot of shops in people's homes, too. I mean, that hasn't totally disappeared.
Yeah, I went for years to somebody in Wilson who had it in her home, too, but now she's moved away. So,
yeah.
But some of the, back in the 80s, some of the shops that, I don't think there's a Fantastic, is there Fantastic Sam's still around? I remember going there.
They used to
be
in the mall, weren't they?
And then there was, I saw in here, Command Performance. They were in a lot of the malls, too.
And there was Regis for a
Regis,
while.
Yes. That was, that was another one that was in the mall. So,
now, of course, the malls are disappearing.
Right. And
I think the Fantastic Sam's they have in the plaza that is in Big Lots area.
Oh.
I think there's a Fantastic Sam's in there.
Could be, yeah.
And there, in 1980, this is a list of all these women's names. There was Margaret's Hair Care, Marion's Beauty Shop, Marilyn Yvonne's Beauty Shop, Marilyn's Beauty Shop, Mary Jean's Beauty Shop, and Mary's Beauty Shop.
There you go.
And then there was Rosalia's Beauty Shop and Two Roses Beauty Shops. Let me see what else. There was Norma's Beauty Shop, Pauline's Beauty Shop. So,
wow.
Vera's Beauty Shop, Wilma's Beauty Shop. There was quite a few of them.
Yeah, that's neat.
And this was all in Lockport. So,
tell about C.J. Walker.
Okay.
We have books that are about 8 inches thick. They are going through now.
Yeah. Well, Madam C.J. Walker was an African-American woman. She was born in 1867, but she ended up being the first African-American millionaire.
Woman millionaire.
And it's because she started her own line of beauty products for African-Americans. And so in 1888, she and her daughter, they were living in St. Louis, and she found work as a laundress, and she was barely making enough money. And then she was determined to make money to provide for herself and her daughter. And I'm just trying to see here. She decided, after working as a laundress, she decided to go into making beauty products, as I said, for African-American women.
But what she did, she recruited.
Yes. Well, yeah, after she got going into business. Yeah, she learned about hair care. Her brothers were barbers. And so she started selling on commission for another agent. The other agent's name was, she was also African-American. Her name was Annie Malone. And she started selling hair products on commission for this woman and then eventually went into business on her own. She remarried, and she married a man named Charles Walker. So she took on the name Madam C.J. Walker. And she marketed herself as an independent hairdresser and retailer of cosmetic creams, and her husband was her business partner, and he provided her with advice on advertising and promotion. She sold her products door-to-door, and she began teaching other black women how to groom and style their hair. And then in 1906, she put her daughter in charge of the mail order operation, and they started selling all of these products through the mail as well. And she closed her business, that was a business that was in Denver in 1907, but she continued her mail order business, and she eventually relocated to Indianapolis, and that's where she established the headquarters for the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company. And she had, between 1911 and 1919, which was during the height of her career, she employed several thousand women as sales agents for her products. And in 1917, the company claimed to have trained nearly 20,000 women. And they all dressed in uniform of white shirts and black skirts and carrying black satchels. They visited houses around the United States and in the Caribbean, offering Walker's hair pomade and other products packaged in tin containers, which also carried her image. Walker understood the power of advertising and brand awareness, and heavy advertising, primarily in the African-American newspapers and magazines, and in addition to her frequent travels to promote her products, helped her products sell very well, became very well known in the United States. Now, she was also involved with activism and philanthropy, and she, as her wealth and notoriety increased, she became more vocal about her views, and she addressed the National Negro Baseball League, and I'm just trying to see here.
Oh, were you trying to see?
I'm just, yeah.
We have a call coming in. Okay, if you would like to take that call, or you can check your notes.
Sure.
Good morning. You're on Niagara County's Great History Show. Go ahead. You are on.
Good morning. I don't know if you're tonight, but I'm late. Carl's Barbershop on Buffalo Street.
Oh, Carl? Yes, I see it. 5 Buffalo Street. So, is that building gone now? Because a lot of Buffalo Street is.
The restaurant is closed up years ago in that area when Urban Renewal took out all that property.
Yeah.
But he also, I heard you mention Al's Barbershop, Al Camposano.
Yeah.
Al got his start there.
Oh, okay.
When I was on his own.
Yeah,
but I remember going there in the 40s. Jeez, well, I must have been a little boy then.
Because that was 111 Main Street was Al's Barbershop in the 70s.
Yeah, and then he was down on the corner of Walnut and Locust, I believe. He had several. And then his house out on Niagara Street.
Oh, okay.
Niagara and Ontario. Now I can't remember which. But, yeah.
Well,
that's
there is one.
A little memory.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
There's a Hildebrand Barbershop on Ontario Street. I wonder if it was that one.
Okay, Anne-Marie, you ready? You have your notes?
I just was going to end it up here saying that she died on May 25th, 1919, and at the time of her death, Walker was considered to be worth between $500,000 and $1 million. She was the wealthiest African-American woman in America, and according to her obituary, she said herself 2 years ago in 1917 that she was not yet a millionaire, but hoped to be sometime, and not that she wanted the money for herself, but for the good she could do with it. So she did have a mansion in Irvington on the Hudson, and that mansion cost $250,000 to build. And she also has, there's a historic site for her in the Indiana Historical Society in Indianapolis, has her personal papers. And she ended up giving most of her money to a lot of different organizations to promote African Americans, particularly in business.
Yeah, you can still buy her products online. Because we did a program on her, and I was able to buy some tins. So even though she started so long ago, the formula has continued on. So I thought that was interesting.
433-1433, if you'd like to join us. We are talking about barbers and hairdressers in Western New York and a nice story about the first African-American female millionaire in America.
So, all right. So a little further on, this is 1990. There was a cut above, a new you. These are beauty salons. Added Touch, Andrea's Technique, Avenue Hair, Barbara's Beauty Salon, Bear Necessities Hair Designs. It was BAYER because it was Robin Bear. Capoletti Salon, Caruso Hair Finalia, Chambers. Says Chambers, Norma Rose, manager. Fantastic Sam's, yep, we talked about them. Elizabeth Geis, Hair Affair, Hair by Sandy, Hair Haven, Hair People, Hairport for Women, Headlines Hair Salon, the Hair Loom, I remember that one. Highlights Beauty Shop, Julie's Hair Design, that's still up there, I think, on Deisinger. Latresse Beauty Salon, Lena's Hair, Lydia's Hair, Madison, Passeri's Barber and Styling Shop, Pat's Beauty Salon, Pecoraro's Hair Cutting, that's still there, Pecoraro's. Regis, that was one we talked about. Scissor Works, I love the names. Sheer Perfection, that's now called Styles. They changed, somebody else has it now. Split Ends Hair Designers, Styles, Sullivan's Hair Design, Supercuts, that's another one of the chains, right?
Yeah.
That one was on Transit. System Salon Styles, Linda Tace Beauty Salon, Townhouse Beauty Salon, Ultimate Cuts, and Uptown by Stacy.
So, we're down about 4 minutes, Melissa. Why don't we recap what's going on at the History Center so we can bring everybody up to speed, and if we have any time left, we can recap the barbershops and beauty parlors.
Okay. So we're really happy that we're going to have the Oktoberfest on Saturday, October 16th. We're going to have the German band called the Frankfurters, and they really do a wonderful job. If you've never heard them, they're just a lot of fun. It's going to be a Cornell Cooperative Extension. Don Ike is going to do the dinner, and it is, you have to buy tickets, so the pre-sale is 434-7433. There's also a silent auction, and that's really beautiful baskets in that. And it's $40 a person, or if you buy a whole table, then you just pay for seven instead of eight people. So that's a lot of fun, but you could call at 434-7433. We also have a presentation at the Palace Theater of our Step Back in Time players. It will be the people they were portraying is Raphael Beck and William Brand Keenan, and Charles Begley is doing Mr. Beck, and Jeff Copeless is doing Mr. Keenan. That'll be at 7 o'clock. It's free at the Palace. You don't need reservations. You just show up. And then the following month, on the third Monday, will be Anne Marie, and she is doing the City of Lockport Churches, the history of them. So that also will be at 7 o'clock. That also will be free. So just, you know, join us for that. We also have some children's programs coming up. Anne Marie could tell you about those.
Yeah, on Wednesday, July 21st, we're doing the history of firefighting. We're going to have the kids doing a bucket brigade, a relay race. We're going to have a visit from a Lockport fireman. The program runs from 10 until 1. It's $20, and with $5 off coupon in the Town of Lockport recreation booklet. So if you want more information, you can call 434-7433 or email at info@niagarahistory.org.
I also wanted to mention that George Fritz got the Key to the Locks Award, sponsored by the Erie Canal Discovery Center, and he is such a humble person, and it was well-deserved, and I just hope people congratulate him because that was a great honor.
Our last call coming in now, we'll take it. Good morning.
Whoops.
We won't take it as they hung up on us. We have 2 minutes left, ladies. It has always been a pleasure. You can join us every second Wednesday. We have the history show with the ladies from... Oh, one thing we should talk about was last month with Bob coming down, Bob Emerson, from the Fort Niagara, and another great show. He's always full of information, and thanks for bringing him down. We appreciate
that. Well, we appreciate that he does it.
Okay, about a minute and a half, ladies.
Okay. So I just wanted to restate that the shuttle that goes around in the loop in Lockport starts at the Erie Canal Discovery Center, and that's at Church Street, the corner of Church and Ontario. And that's a free loop. It has stops all around the city. You can get on and off, and it's really nice, even if you just go for a ride and do it. Oh, also, we had our very first road rally. That was really fun, and we're going to do it again next year. And you got us a route. You didn't have it ahead of time, so, and it was timed, and you had to find things on the route, and you had to answer questions. And the questions help, because if you got a little lost on the route, you could read ahead of the questions and say, oh, I know where that is, and you can get back on track. And it was tiny, but it was just a fun event, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next year. And so I don't know if people really understood what it was. It's just a fun event where you enjoy answering questions, trivia questions.
Norm Palmer is saying good morning for Niagara County's Great History Show.